Public Detective Radio. It's Al on the dock. We're waiting on our host, Steve, hoping he's okay. We just finished with Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, thank you very much for calling in, and we appreciate you listening. And we've got Mike in Kentucky. Mike, we had you before, and we couldn't find you, so I hope you brought coffee.
I brought coffee? What did you say?
Yeah, we were hoping you went to get us all coffee.
Well, moderation in all things, I guess. I'm prone to overdo it with coffee. I'll leave it to you.
Well, good morning. What's on your mind today? You know the topic we're covering. It's about mutual respect and trust and going back to the Constitution. Where are you at with all this?
I'm still exploring that and putting the steps in front of the other, and I think there's various treaties. The Johnson Treaty with the Republic of Texas. That you can try to make use of to wake up the general government and the several states to restore the republic in a way that can move us forward in this technocratic age where the law enforcement, I think in a lot of cases, they're trying to do the job where they found themselves on their feet. You know, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, but you know, I think there was a study of a number of years ago where they just quit counting after they reached 300,000 regulations that, you know, any given resident subject in one of the FEMA districts may be subject to. And that's just beyond human comprehension to keep all that cognizant. If you've ever been into a law library, or as I sometimes sarcastically call them, a lie library, you're overwhelmed with the amount of stuff in there, and then you see, you may notice a shelf full of stuff called unpublished cases, and those that are licensed have their own conflict of interests often when you try to get them to represent yourself. They have their license, their career, their local politics, their ambitions to run for office, their family, and many other considerations before you come down the line as a client.
Right. They are an officer of the court. They do have to, you know, they are part of that system. So what do they, you know, I asked this. I've got a young cousin who's, you know, who's getting ready to take his bar exam. And, you know, I've asked him, I said, well, have you had, you know, the cojones to, you know, ask any of your professors, you know, what the bar is an acronym for? And this last time he's graduated, now he's studying for his bar. He said, yeah. He said, I asked one of them finally. And he said, British Accredited Registry, and changed the subject and apparently didn't want to talk about it anymore. So they
well, because they apparently are under professional discretion to not reveal the nature of the bar, mm-hmm. and it to some degree or whatever, no pun intended, some they have personal discretion on who they can tell some of this stuff to, apparently, or they may be sworn to protect the bar. And
they do take an oath.
Yeah, it's my understanding they're not allowed to be taken an oath to use the join the bar if they've had any aliases. And of course, Barry Soetro apparently came in under a student visa, and that, who knows, that may be why he relinquished his bar license, if he has, because he realized at some point, well, operated under some aliases.
If he lost his license, it was because they yanked it from him.
Well, think of this a minute, gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen out there in the audience, and I'd love everybody's feedback. Do you remember, and Alan brought up Andy and Mayberry earlier, but that was a real-life world back then, and as to how many of us grew up. But do you remember when, say, there was a problem, Mike, and they would say, hey, Mike, so-and-so is saying this, and there's a little dispute. We need you to, after work, stop by the station, and let's talk about it. We'll bring him in, and let's sit you down. That was the way things were done for a long time. There was mutual respect. They
common
did
law
treat
justice.
People the way. What's that?
Common law justice. So, and he had the confidence, whether you think, whether you agree with his politics or not, he put on the air of confidence to walk around without a pistol in his community the vast majority of the time. And, you know, I think we should let the Lord walk before us. I actually prefer Michael in most formal and informal settings because there's just so many mics around.
Well, we'll remember that.
Yeah. Well, listen, I have done my own contributions to Republic Broadcasting, the shakeout that occurred probably, I don't know, 14 years ago. There was, you know, separation with John Stadtmiller and Alec Jones, and for various reasons, technical or otherwise, and the style that Alex gravitated toward, I just could no longer listen to him. And I think there's a coordinated effort right now by the progressive slash left slash, you know, whatever Bernie Sanders was. They are pulling in all their resources to try to squash anything they see as conservative. And that goes from, you know, Bill O'Reilly down to the local level. I am under extreme attack right now from the second biggest revenue-generating agency of the federal government, and that is, anybody know? Most people would be surprised at this, I think. The Federal Communications Commission allegedly is the second biggest revenue-generating agency in the... whatever you want to call it, the headless fourth branch of government.
Well, I remember you mentioned something about this a while back. Fill us in on what's been going on since you brought it up last.
Well, I have no representation right at the moment, legally or as a press agent. So I'm standing on my own education and awareness and try not to step on any toes. But I have a community here that I've tried to take care of and serve, both as a personal ministry and I would say, and mission, because I was asked to help out in 1997, and it's now, you know, a full 20 years as we've went around the sun, that I have put one foot in front of the other and listened to multiple sources for advice on how to proceed as both a member of the press, a degreed, schooled student of communications and broadcasting, associate of, you know, applied arts and above, with various, you know, attempts to present and fill in the holes for our society locally, go ahead.
I said, Michael, what's caused you to have to deal with the FCC? That's what people are wondering that didn't hear you talk about it.
Yeah, we'll call this an unofficial interview, I guess, but or something to that effect. But, you know, because I've tried to help with Republic Broadcasting by providing exposure here, you're by fallback network whenever we've had technical issues. And on occasion, especially evenings and weekends, I put up slideshows of my own, you know, design often, and air the network mostly overnight. Now, it's a precarious thing to do because a lot of people tend sometimes to go towards sewer mouth. And I know sometimes the RBN may not have licensed affiliates with various situations there on language. And I try to always rotate things that says parental guidance. All TV is apparently they followed up that the originator of the station trying to work and get a reconcile the legal status with them, and you know the contention I've recently heard is that we had fees paid based on the deal made, I guess, in 2003 or 2004 that should have given us licenses through 2022. And they're trying to say that we don't have a license renewal in their paperwork since 1998. They swallowed up money at least in 2003, 2004 era and said they would renew everything and catch it up at $50 a year. I don't know if you're familiar. You can look up savelptv.org and find out how many low-power community TV stations are in jeopardy right now. There's a lot of local mom-and-pop independent media that is either in small groups and it's not part of the 90% of the media that's owned by five or six major corporations, which is completely flipped from 30-some years ago. You know, we used to have about 50 corporations that could sway the mindset of the American people. Now it's increasingly consolidated, and FCC's relaxed ownership rules and things like that. So I don't know.
You're saying they haven't renewed your license?
They took money and didn't renew it. We've got some proof of that, but I mean, a lot of this stuff was done over the phone because we had problems getting through their computer registration process. And we had a studio fire, burn up what paper documents we had, and then get this, I trust the old man that tried to fix our problems back then, he was told that it would take months to get copies for us to have on file in our public file because they had transferred all of the records for at least the low-power TV division to the island of Malta. And so they don't even have those in their possession in Washington, D.C. They, I guess, have been contracted out to some, I don't know, public-private entity on the island of Malta. Now, what the heck are they doing that for?
Kind of like our votes for president being counted in Spain, you know? I mean, everything's being outsourced.
I'm out of the loop on that. We had votes.
And they do, Mike, they are after any source of they don't want the I hate to call them sheeple, or because that almost degrades sheep, but the people out there who are just going along the little automatons that they've created,
well, this is
they
not
don't want them waking up.
This is not technically, I would guess, people would argue this is not my hometown, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you know the story of Yeshua, he bounced around quite a little bit. But I do care for these people, and I'm in the community that got a lot of mixed national attention because of a crisis of conscience due to, I believe, the negligence of the government of the capital in this state/commonwealth. Other states reconciled that ahead of schedule. And, I foresaw this crisis many years before, and I'm trying my darndest not to make another national crisis out of this or for our little community here. But the FCC has decided that they're going to make a national example out of us. So far, it's mostly in the media trades, but it was above the fold in the local paper of record, big, bold, black headlines, and I'm amazed at how many people still don't know about it, and it's been 2 weeks at least. I'm trying to work on rebuttals right now. But if there's anybody out there that happens to know the situation locally, I'm calling on anybody to contact the FCC with their own perspectives on this, because that's one of the things that holds sway with them. And your politicians, your senators, your statesmen, both at the federal, local, and, commonwealth/state level at Al. I'm looking for support from any direction that I can because, we're all prone to get angry over situations we see in the news, and we all know that all of this technology is vulnerable, and it may be an oversight on my part, but back in the 1950s, during the civil defense era, the FCC had provisions for people to continue without a license. That's one of the things I'm standing on, is all these multiple layers of national emergency, which the Congress in 1973 did a committee report on, and as far as I know, none of it's ever been rescinded. They just keep adding a new one. as one before one can expire, they had a new national emergency. And, of course, the oversight perhaps for the FCC is that they did not provide continuing regulations or provisions for that. I've tried to do everything I can to keep my services here not vulnerable to hackers by air gapping the equipment.
Well, God bless you, Michael. Hang in there. You're doing a great thing, and you're. I don't understand how they can really have a problem with the man that's just trying to air broadcast, and he's trying to do it legally, and he's paying the fees. You'd think somebody would step in and say, this is a good thing.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to get support from our local community, because there's a lot of older folks that I've tried to translate some of the geek speak or whatever you want to call it with the technocratic state that we have. I used to call these things voluntary ankle bracelets. A lot of people, you know, come and visit their grandmas or older relatives, and some of them picked up on that and tell the youngsters, hey, don't forget your voluntary ankle bracelet when they leave. You know, if they've been sucked into their rectangles, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, the administrative state is growing, and if there is some little hole, some little loophole that someone finds, it's pretty much slam shut. Like you said, you walk to a law library and you stop counting at, what, 300,000 something? That's what most people don't understand. They think that they're good law-abiding little lemmings, you know, just going along. I just want to try to keep a roof over my head and food on my plate, you know, for my kids. They don't think they're law-abiding, but they don't realize that there are so many laws, statutes, rules, regulations, ordinances on the books wherever you are, that almost anything that you do during the day, sometime during that day, you are going to break a law or several laws and not even realize that you're doing it. If they really wanted to, they could come down with the full force of those laws, rules, regulations, and fine you or put you behind bars if they wanted to.
I would call it a game of whack-a-mole. If you stick your head up, look out, and your other choice is to scurry along like a rat in the shadows. Where is freedom and the Lord's liberty and all
live
that?
Live in fear. You can live in fear or you can...
Well, yeah, live in fear of the right entity, which I believe would be the Most High Creator, the beginning of us, the Word.
Yes.
Okay. And so I think Barack Obama was completely wrong, because our foundations cannot be understood without a good foundation in the Christian mindset. I think a lot of stuff Jefferson, the courts have taken a lot of quotes out of context with Jefferson, whatever you think of his proclivities, documented or not. And we've got the quotes on the Liberty Bell and the appeal to divine providence. And so many of those that fought in the whatever the 3%ers or those that joined them when it looked like they were going to win were crying, no king but King Jesus. Or Yeshua is probably the best in the Hebrew. So with that, I guess I'll say, you know, peace be with you. And I gotta get some stuff done today, and I appreciate the time. But people can find me. I usually do about anything I've done online as TV10 Moorhead. And, you know, feel free to, you know, point me in a efficient effort to continue.
In our thoughts, you know, we
prayers would be great.
Doc knows what the system's like. You know, I've seen what the system's like. Hopefully, you know, thank God I've not been on the inside of it. But it's a daunting aspect, you know, that you've got going there. So all we can do is hope for the best for you. And you know, I can't say that I've got a lot of positive outcomes. You know, when you're fighting the beast. But,
I had a non-licensed, learned in the law youngster kind of admit to me that it is possible. Because I said, you know, is it still possible to kind of step into equity? And he said, yeah, but it's hard. I'll part with you now and say, you know, God bless. Y'all bless.
Thank you, Michael. Mike. God bless and good luck.
Bye-bye. Yep, and there's our music, folks. We'll be back here after the break. And we need to talk about the funds drive we got going on here, Doc, after the break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed
you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We've got Alan and myself. We're still waiting to find out about our good buddy and the host of the show, Steve O'Brien. We just had Michael from Kentucky, and he's having some issues about rebroadcasting some communications from different programs on RBN, and he's paid his fees, and he's tried to do everything legal. So if anybody out there can help him, support him, we sure appreciate it. He's trying to do something really good. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's a perfect example of what we've been talking about. Good people trying to do good things, play by the rules, and you still can run afoul of people who think they have a power and authority, and they forget how to treat people like you want to be treated. That would solve all of this. Now, Alan's going to walk us through a couple minutes of we're doing some stuff at RBN, trying to get some donations to help the studio. So we're going to turn it over to Alan for a minute.
Yeah. I think I said last week that after the show I was going to call and donate, and I did. I called up Ken after we got off air and donated $250. I guess I'll try to do something again this week. You know, I'm nothing rich. You know, I'm not rich. I've at a point in my life where I'm not struggling week to week with a paycheck. You know, for waiting for that paycheck now. It doesn't take a whole lot for me to live. I don't live fancy. Anyone who's been in my place pretty much knows that. But I don't know. You can call 1-800-724-2719. It's 1-800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. I believe Ken will be happy to take your call and take your donation. Once again, I mean, you can go online, I guess, and you know, hit the PayPal button on the donate button there. I don't know particularly what that looks like, because I'm not a computerized person. I listen by the satellite. So, you know, if they drop the satellite feed, I'm pretty much SOL. So help keep us on the line next year, folks. I mean, it is, seriously, I mean, you don't have to give $250, $100, you know, $50, $20, $10, $5. You know, if a whole bunch of us out there just did that, John wouldn't have to be worrying every time that the mail comes in. You know, I'm sure he's just biting his nails every time the mail comes in, because he knows that there's bills in there that have to be paid. And they are attacking advertisers. I know that. I've heard various other stations and other hosts saying that they have had their advertisers contacted, that they would, you know, basically appreciate it if they wouldn't, you know, advertise on this station, I guess. So there is a concerted effort, you know, trying to get this information stream stopped, people. And if all of us out there just help a little bit, you know, we wouldn't have to even be doing this. No one likes asking. I wish I had a product that I developed that I could, you know, advertise on RBN, because it would be something that everyone out there would have a use for, you know, if I was to develop it. So just help us out if you can, people. You know, it's like I said, we're nothing special. I like being able to get on here and talk to guys like Michael and, you know, Jerry in Chicago and all these other guys, you know, Earl in Texas. I like being able to talk to y'all. I've heard them call in and, you know, and talk on the radio, you know, variously other times. And it's an avenue for us to kind of it's a blow off valve, you know, a pop off valve, you know. I know with me, like I said, I get so wound up sometimes because I see it. It's so obvious once you've studied and you've read their plans in certain areas. You know, it's written in several areas. I'm just getting all tongue twisted up here.
And we love your passion, and you keep it up, and I'm sure people are going to want to donate. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things you need to think about, and if you've noticed on these shows, is when people call in, it's always done with respect. We don't argue. Even if you have a different opinion than ours, that's wonderful. You don't learn anything talking to people that always agree with you. And so I have an old saying that I like to tell people, is that be very, very quick to listen and slow to speak. Give everybody a chance, even if you don't agree with them, to tell you what they're thinking. You might learn something. And I would remind people that you never get anywhere screaming and hollering and arguing and trying to throw your weight around, because people don't listen. Their defense mechanisms kick in, they shut down, and they either do fear of fight or flight, and whatever good you might have thought you had to say, they're not going to listen to it. So talk to people with respect, and it goes back to what Alan and I and Steve are always talking about, is good people want to make a difference. They want to live their life. They want to take care of their families. They want a good community. And they can't hardly believe what they're seeing happening today.
Yep, and there's our music again, Doc. We'll be back with you after the break, folks.
Set me, set myself, we agree. Set us free. It'll give us time to realize love was set for demise.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
So here we fight all through the night. You've got Alan and myself. We're still waiting to find out. We sure hope that our buddy Steve O'Brien's okay. Ken, our producer, I was wondering, is there anything in the works with when people like to donate, if there's going to be coffee mugs, shirts, or hats that help advertise and a little thank you for the donation? I know at one time there was some of that years ago, and we've been asked about it a little bit. Do you know if anybody's doing anything like that?
Dead air phone here, at least on my
okay
end.
Well, if you could, you know, maybe look into that, we sure appreciate it, because people do like that kind of stuff, and it's a nice way to advertise and donate at the same time. What do you think about that, Alan? What, how long has it been since there was something like that?
Yeah, it has been a while. I know they had problems, of course, you know, when John kind of got stabbed in the back a few times by several people, and he had some tough times, you know, with his son, you know, committing suicide in his house and everything, which is not a pretty subject. But, it has been a while. And, you know, it's true. People do like to get a little bit of something, even if it's just a coffee mug. You know, it is something for what you give. You know, it's, like I said, even the best of us try to think, you know, that we give in altruistically. You know, if nothing else, I know I'm getting information, I'm getting relief. You know, I like to hear that there's other people out there seeing what I'm seeing going on in this world. You know, it makes me feel a little bit less alone in this crazy world that we've been forced, you know, to accept as our life. And
the reason I brought it up is I think a lot of people like to use it as advertisement to show this is a radio station that I like. It's good people putting out good information, and they're not radical and crazy, and you might like it, and you know, they see that cup or that hat or that shirt, and they're interested. It provokes them to go check it out and maybe listen.
Yeah, spread the word however you can. Yeah, it definitely does help. I would have to agree. You know, if you drink out of an Arbian coffee mug, yeah, someone might say Arbian, you know, what the heck is that? And you inform someone else. Hopefully they'll sit down and listen and, you know, figure out that, you know, wow, you know, it's a little bit of the truth here. You know, it's not the total truth. You know, no one has the total truth. I don't think anyone really knows that, but, you know, get as much as we can. I don't know, I'm striving for as much of the truth as I can get. That's why I've just kind of become, I don't know, almost a hermit. You know, I don't have a whole lot of people like to associate with me because I can't talk about it except for a lot of stuff that I see not right in this world. You know, the few things that are right in this world are kind of minor. They kind of pale in significance when you look at what is really going wrong with the country that we're living in now. So, yeah, any way that we can get the word out, yeah, it definitely helps.
Well, it's something I wanted to talk about today, and we've touched on this a little bit before. For the last 8 years, I would say the administration was certainly not pro-law enforcement. Now, in the old days, I was told by people in law enforcement that there were a lot of things that happened that they policed themselves, and maybe they got away from that over the years, I don't know. But it seems to me right now that the criminals have never cared what the law is. So these idiots that pass a law that says it's a hate crime if you shoot a police officer, it already was a hate crime. I mean, that's a double negative and just a waste of time and money. And I mean, it's unbelievably stupid that you have to pass a special law to classify the murder of anybody as anything special, because the murder of anybody is wrong. And what I think's happening today, the crazy criminals who never went by the law anyway, and they look for places that say gun-free zones to commit their crimes because it's a lot safer, they seem to think that because the nation was so negative, especially from the Attorney General on down, about police forces, so that they lumped all the bad and the good together. And so if one bad cop stood out, they acted like everybody was bad. These criminals today seem to think that it's okay now for them to do more crime against the police because they seem to think everybody's going to support them. Well, I'm not hearing that. The average American still says it's wrong to do that to anybody. To hurt or shoot or kill anybody is wrong. You don't need a law to tell you that. And so where these crazy criminals are thinking they're getting support, it's not happening. People are looking at you that you're wrong. It's never okay to do what you're doing. And we've seen an awful lot of it happen. There was a state trooper killed just yesterday, I think, or the day before, in a normal traffic stop. And it's happening a lot. And you might be frustrated with the police. You might not like that they're enforcing statutes. But you're not going to get the support. These crazy criminals are not getting the support of the average American. They still see that as a crime and evil, and you don't need a special law to classify something as a hate crime, because the last time I looked, murder is murder, and it doesn't matter who it is. What are your thoughts on that, Alan?
Well, you know, once again, Doc, you know, you say it was just a normal traffic stop. That's the information we're told, you know. What we might not know is, what if this cop had been continuously harassing and haranguing this person that he stopped, and finally this person just snapped, you know, because that does go on. You know, they like you said, the power goes to their head. They will just mercilessly crucify some people, you know, just for, it's like a little game or something with them. I don't know. I've seen it happen to people in my lifetime. And, you know, so this does happen. And then what do you go to? You go to for justice to somewhere if this does happen, and they police themselves. I mean, look at what happened here. You know, they hired a special investigator, you know, or a special prosecutor or something to look into, you know, did Trump, you know, is he colluding with the Russians? And who is it? Well, it's a former former FBI director, you know, who was. So they police themselves. I mean, how many of these cops who just mercilessly, you know, shoot someone when they're laying on the ground handcuffed, and they shoot them in the back twice, you know, and they're investigated, and they get off, and they get a raise and a vacation, kind of like Fannie Mae did in Arkansas, you know, when the headless body, you know, when the head showed up to the headless body that was found. So it's how do you find justice in a system when it's just for us, not for everyone? You know, it's
well.
How does that work?
Yeah, I agree, and that's what I was saying. A lot of my friends that tell me anybody over 50 in law enforcement wants out because it's changed. They used to tell me that they took care of their own back then. If they had a bad apple, they dealt with it. They didn't let it get out of control. They policed their own, and they're not doing it today. And so a lot of the crazy criminals think because the media attention, especially mainstream media, seem to really be down on law enforcement. And what's bad about mainstream media, I think, is they'll find a beautiful bushel of apples, and if they find one bad apple, then the whole bushel now is tainted to them, and they ignore everything else. I believe a lot of these guys that have been in law enforcement for a long time still know what protect and serve means, still know how to mutually respect people, but they weren't taught statutes when they came up. They weren't taught that it overrode the Constitution. And I still think that's the main problem today, is a lot of people are being taught that the statute overrides the Constitution, and that's what you're going to enforce. And as our good buddy Doc Green says, it's a fundraiser, and it's wrong.
Here's where your whack-a-mole comes up, too. If they stick their head up and they say something, you know, well, so-and-so did something wrong, you know, we need to do something. If you stick your head up, you get whacked. So like you said, all these guys over 50, they're wanting to get out. They're not saying much, are they? They're sitting back so they can get their pension and they can get the hell out of it and hopefully it be gone from their life. But then what happens when they're out there and something, you know, happens to them? They're not part of that force anymore, even though, you know, the blue line is still there because they're retired. But what happens then when they or their children or their wife, something like this happens to them? And they, well, while they were in it, they could have had a possibility of, you know, getting together with other guys and saying, no, this is wrong. What we're doing is wrong. Instead of they're just keeping their head down and waiting until they retire so they can get their pension and, you know, move to the hills or somewhere, you know, get the heck out. Is that doing society good? I mean, I understand that everyone can't just stand up, you know, and because you do get whacked. But how does it change, Doc, without a major, I hate to say it, bloodletting?
Well, I don't know what all the answers are, but I still truly believe it has to start in your neighborhood. We have to restore the family. Because right now, what happens if somebody in your neighborhood has the police show up? People don't know what's going on, and they're probably going to assume the worst. But if the whole neighborhood is a tight community and they're working on trying to make things better, that's a little different scenario. And then if they, because right now we've got, like where I live, if you have a flower pot sitting on the driveway, there's some guy walks around and writes down this stuff and sends you a nasty letter from the homeowners association that you have something that can be seen from the street. These people have, it's the problem of power and control. And that's why I always say, no matter who you are or what you do, before you make an action that could hurt people, ask yourself, would I want it done to me or one of my loved ones? That cuts through all the crap. You don't need a constitution. You don't need a law to tell you right from wrong. People have always known right from wrong, whether it was written in a book or not. One, you mentioned earlier that you can get in trouble for just about anything, breaking a law. One of my deputy sheriff friends, he's a deputy sheriff in Harris County here, he said, there are so many little bitty statutes that people don't even think about that anybody at any moment could be pulled over for one of them.
Right.
And according to the Constitution, you can't do any of that, but they're enforcing statutes. And many of these guys are doing what they were taught, thinking it's a good thing. And I don't know what happened. When did we get away from the Constitution? When did we decide that statutes were good and people needed laws like crazy to tell them, you know, just like the seatbelt law. I know a lot of people that don't wear seatbelts. That's their business. I put one on because I don't want to get pulled over and arrest, not because right. I think it's a good idea.
Because of the fear that they instill.
Because yeah,
the fear that they instill. Go ahead.
You're right, and I stop at stop signs, and I use turn signals as a courtesy to my fellow man, not because it's some stupid statute. Because I ride a motorcycle, and many times where people have run stop signs, if I wasn't paying attention, they'd have ran me over. And especially in the neighborhoods, you know, you always hear about more accidents happen close to home. It's because people let their guard down in their neighborhood. They, like in my neighborhood here, too many people run right through the stop signs and don't look to see if there's somebody on a bicycle or a motorcycle. They don't care. Well, I care because I ride a bike, so I guess I'm more sensitive to it. But it's about mutual respect. It's not about who's got power or control. It's about how do you want to be treated in your life, and that's how we should treat others.
This is what the nanny state has done to us, Doc. We've lost our moral compass. The nanny state, people send their kids off to school, and I would say probably 90-95% of them are better, have no idea what those textbooks, what's in those textbooks and what the teacher is instilling into their kids. You know, it would probably really floor most parents if they really knew what was going on in their schools. And, you know, they instill fear. It's like, you know, I know here periodically that they'll have, you know, the police will come out and they'll bring a, you know, an old wrecked, you know, burnt out car out and say, you know, this is what happened. They'll have, you know, some of the students enlisted, you know, they'll splash a little fake blood on them or something like that. And then all the kids will come out and say, see, this is what happens if you drink and drive, you know, fear, 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 fear. And, you know, and of course, you know, the rebellious side, you know, it's like, well, kids, you know, it's like, well, it's we can't drink, but man, if we can get some, we can drink just like the grown-ups do, you know. It's all this, you know, that's what the prohibition has done, you know. Most of the time, when drugs were legal, if you want to call it that, when they were not criminalized, so many fewer people did it because they were pariahs of, you know, they were, you know, the community, you know, would not put up with it, basically. They would ostracize them. You know, if you were, you know, when cocaine was legal, if you did cocaine all the time or, you know, whatever it be, you know, it's when you make it that taboo situation, you know, rebellious youth, okay, they're going to want to do the stuff that's not, you know, that's not legal. You know, we want to be rebellious. You know, we want to, you know, go against what our parents tell us and whatever. You know, there's that rebellious streak in almost every teenager, you know, that there is on this planet. You know, when the hormones start raging, you know, you know more than your parents do. So, and you don't have the family sitting at home anymore instilling those values, you know, right from wrong. You know, the whole world isn't about you. Nowadays, most of them are taught that the world is about you. You know, it revolves around you. And you're a special little person, you know, and you get your feelings hurt by, you know, playing a game in school and keeping score because it might hurt someone's feelings. So everyone gets a trophy. There's no strive to, no one strives to become, to better themselves. We're all being brought down to mediocrity level. You know, the smart kids are brought down to the dumber level instead of the dumber ones being brought up to be smarter. You know, that's what the whole No Child Left Behind crap is. You know, it's the whole world has just been turned topsy-turvy, and they've done it slowly. It's the incrementalism, and they know that it works. Like I said, this has happened over and over through history.
Yeah, there's a sad thing that's happened, too, that I've noticed, and I wonder if you've seen it out there where you're at, is many, many people today will not call 911 for anything. And one of the reasons Doc Green, our good buddy, and I were talking about this a while back, too many times the person that called 911 ended up being arrested and harassed and thrown to the ground and handcuffed, even though they were the one calling because they were in the right. It's just like protocol. Everybody gets... Yeah. Handcuffed and thrown to the ground. And so now you've got all these people that are not going to call. Like, personally, I would only call 911 for a medical emergency to help save somebody's life. I'm not going to call it for anything that has to do with law enforcement or police stuff because you never know if it turns ugly or it backfires on you. And a lot of people are saying this.
Does that come out in the local news when you sit down, when everyone gets home from work and sits down to watch their local news? Is that side of this whole thing presented to them on the local news that, you know, Jimmy Joe Bob, Fred Bob from down the street called the cops, you know, because someone was trying to break into his house, and they came over and beat the hell out of him and threw him in cuffs, and now he's behind bars. And he's the one who called him. You know, the guy who was robbing his house got away scot-free, you know. No, that's not presented. That's never presented to us. You know, what's presented to us is, you know, your police force, they're all good, they're here for your community, and by God, you better obey. You know, that's all you hear. You don't hear the negative side of it. And here's our music again, folks. We got one last session after this. We'll be back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are back. You've got Alan and myself, and I'm sure like us, you missed our host, Steve O'Brien. He's always great to be here, and he's passionate about this, so we're hoping and praying that he's okay. We just kind of want to sum a few things up, and then I'm going to throw it over to Alan to close things out. But the way I see it, ladies and gentlemen, if you stand up individually and you do a bunch of paperwork and trying to fight, all you're doing is poking the bear, and you get put down, and you get thrown away, and you get forgotten, and nobody can fix anything locked up in some jail cell. And too many good people are in jail today. But if you start fixing the family and the neighborhood and the community and the county, and you do things peaceful and you make a difference and you get more and more good people involved, maybe we can make a change and get back to the Constitution. But the bottom line, it comes down to treat others like you want to be treated. Respect others the way you want respect. And if you screw up and you make a mistake, don't be ashamed to say I'm sorry and move on. They say that the successful people learn to apologize, correct, and move forward. And be quick to listen to others and very slow to open your mouth. And don't argue, don't scream and holler. You're not getting anywhere. And, you know, God bless all of you. Thank you for listening and calling in. And we're going to turn it over to my partner, Alan, and let him walk us through the closing.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. Yeah, that's people, whether you're religious or not, you know, the golden rule is good. Like Doc says, you know, do unto others as you would like to have done unto you. You know, that's the way that I was brought up. You know, that was somehow instilled in me, and it is not dropped out of my field of vision. I know that we're sitting here, we're talking about everything that we see going wrong. If someone out there has some miracle cure, you know, I would be more than happy to give it a try. You know, if I see any worth to it. Unfortunately, like I said, if you look through history, you see what other civilizations, what has happened to them in the past, because that's another one of these sayings, you know, that like I told Michael earlier, you know, some of these sayings, you know, just have such relevance, you know. If you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it, and that has happened over and over and over and over since mankind has been on this planet. You know, whether you believe that, you know, that you know, God put us here, whether aliens put us here, whatever, you know, there's got to be a way for us to live together, get along, at least in some kind of small community. I'd like to have a worldwide, you know, revelation that you know, we can get along, we can have a good life, we cannot have to just struggle and strive every day of our life, just try to keep a roof over our heads. You know, that's not what, in my opinion, what life was meant to be. You know, my life is not, I wasn't put here on this planet to get mine, yours, and everyone else's, because me, mine, the more stuff I have, the better person I am. That's not the way I see society. I know it sounds like we're just complaining and moaning and whining about what we see going on around us, and you know, and we are. You know, what else can we do at this point? Because the only way that I really see out of it, unless there's some miracle cure comes up, is a place that we can't go. Any of you veterans out there who've been in combat, you know, I've never been in combat, you know, and actually been firing at other people or anything. You know, that's the place we don't want to go. I've been in a couple of life and death situations. I've gotten out of them, apparently, because I'm still here able to talk to y'all. All we're trying to do is try to get enough of us out there, people, you know, try to get enough of us together that can do something, because it's going to take masses. That's why RBN is so important. Republic Broadcasting, this is Republic of Texas Radio. And I know we kind of rambled this week, but, you know, that's what can we do? You know, we do what we can. We're trying to get enough of us together that we can do something. So, folks, thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll get you here next week. Take care.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.